Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris. After a little bit of a hiatus, we are back, just days in front of training camp, and appropriately enough, our guest today is Vikings head coach, Leslie Frazier. Hey, Coach, how are we doing?
Hey, Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. You ready to go?
Ready to go, man. Excited. Yeah. Training camp right around the corner.
Is it still kind of weird to hear the title head coach in front of your name? I mean, you ever sit there and just kind of like, wow, I'm a head coach of an NFL team. That's kind of cool.
I don't reflect on it a whole lot.
No?
Okay. Kind of getting used to it a little bit, but I don't think about it a whole lot.
Yeah. You know, Mike and I were talking before we started recording. You know, the Vikings improved 7 wins last season from the season prior. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always want to improve, right?
Mm-hmm. No question.
So how are you going to improve by 8 wins this year? We won 10 games.
Oh, man.
So to get
to 18, we got to get to the championship. Yeah,
so if we get a first-round bye
and
win the Super Bowl, we get 18 wins.
I like that.
How's that sound?
I've been on a team that won 18 games. I like to do it again.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes. Okay, so that process started, actually, in April when the offseason program began and then the draft and the rookie mini camp and the OTAs and the mandatory mini camp. So when that was all over, you were addressing the media and you seemed satisfied with what had happened over those few months in the offseason program. Tell us why you were satisfied and kind of what happened, what transpired over those few months that made you excited about the team.
I like the way our guys were competing in the offseason program from phase one when we were only doing strength and conditioning with our strength coach, Tom Canavy. And then when we moved to phase two where the coaches could get with them and begin to talk about our strategy, our schemes, you know, how we want to do things. Mm-hmm. The guys were really into it, Mike. And then our participation, I mean, we were 100% participation,
right.
You know, which is unheard of in the offseason. And
right.
So it was fantastic. And we got to phase three where we could actually be on the field. You know, seeing the guys run around, seeing our talent level, how even the young players were really coming along, made me feel that by the time we got to mandatory minicamp, our team was really shaping up. And now it's a matter of can we develop the chemistry on our football team that's necessary to get you through some of the tough games that you face during the season.
Yeah, I think a big part of that chemistry is having veteran leadership, you know, and it seems like teams are always looking for the younger, cheaper, better option, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to get young, but and we have a pretty young team, but if you're going to have a lot of young players like that, you also need some guys in there to keep them in line and show them the ropes. So do you feel that there's a good blend on this roster?
I think so. And the way the NFL is going now with the salary cap being the way it is, you're going to see more and more teams, you know, going the youth way and part of it purely because of financial.
Yeah.
So you need that mix from my standpoint. You need that veteran leadership and the right type of veterans that understand that you're trying to win games and not just hanging on to be able to stay in the league. You know, they're trying to help your team win. And I think we have good leaders on our team that are veterans.
You know, a couple of those that I think are good leaders for you, Jared Allen and Brian Robinson, are two starting defensive ends. Now, you know, when you have 22 sacks, which Jared had a couple years ago, you come down to 12, people might look at that and see a drop-off. But that's still 12 sacks that Jared had. And to boot on kind of a bum knee, not a bum knee, but an injured knee and shoulder.
And shoulder, exactly.
And same with B-Rob. He dealt with some injuries, too, and he had a career-high 8.5 sacks, right? So having those two guys, I'm sure you as a former defensive coordinator, a former defensive player, in such a pass-happy league playing in a division with the passing offenses we have to face, you got to love having those two guys coming back to your team.
No doubt about it. They both have been great contributors to our football team. Jared, longtime veteran Pro Bowl player, and as you mentioned, 12 sacks is nothing to sneeze at.
No,
that's pretty impressive. You know, we'll take that again.
Yeah.
But his influence, you know, his ability goes beyond just his sack numbers. You know, people are always trying to double team him, chip him, and the way Brian has come along as a player. But I was talking to Brian about what you just mentioned, the fact that he's now one of our team leaders. And he smiled and he said, man, it wasn't that long ago when I was just a young guy coming into the locker room and I find myself actually a leader now. So, yeah, I mean, we're in a position where the Brian Robinsons of our team have to step up and help our young players.
Yeah. When teams go to training camp, the fans and the media, they look at the position battles, right? Like that's what everyone likes to talk about. And you know, these are the players vying for this starting spot. And for the Vikings, there's plenty of them. I mean, you have one safety spot. You have some packages, or in the nickel package, you have some spots there. Is that how coaches look at it, or do you take a more global view of it, or you know, what about training camp do you like, and what are you looking forward to finding out in training camp?
Well, for us, it's a combination of the things you just mentioned. There are some competition, there are some battles going on for spots, so we want that competition. We've tried to create a roster between our staff and Rick Spielman and this personnel department to get us the competition at camp to make all the players accountable at their positions. So we want that, but we're also trying to bring our team together. You like to come out of training camp, you know, with an identity. You know, who are we? What type of team are we going to be? And you want the players to understand that and know that hopefully by the time you come out of camp as you're preparing for the regular season.
So you have to come up with a theme, I would imagine, every year, kind of, right, to kick off training camp and say this is who we're going to be. Have you given a lot of thought about that, and are you ready to go?
Well, our players will tell you, our theme doesn't change a whole lot.
Okay.
That's one of the things they give me a hard time about. But we kind of know who we are. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, Chad Greenway and some of those guys kind of know what I'm going to say to them on Thursday night. Yeah. But I think that's important. The consistency of the message makes a difference. And we have a standard that we're trying to create here as we have worked to change the culture of our team and our organization. And I think it's important that the guys know what's expected. And to hear it over and over again, and then to play to those standards.
I know what it is. It's you want to be tough, you want to be disciplined, you want to be smart, right?
You got it. You got my speech, man.
Okay,
you got it.
So I can step in for you on Thursday?
Exactly. But you're right. I mean, those are the things we're going to talk about. I mean, we know what our team characteristics should be, what we want to be. Mm-hmm. When teams look at us and they're watching tape, we want them to see a tough team. We want them to see a smart team, a disciplined football team, and we got to embody those characteristics in order for us to have a successful season.
You know, another characteristic of Leslie Frazier coach teams, I think, are stopping the run on defense and running the football on offense. And when you listen to some of the analysts on TV or the radio, they try and forecast what's going to happen in the upcoming season for the Vikings. They always talk about the starting quarterback, Christian Ponder, right? And he's coming into his third year and, you know, his second year as a full-time starter and all that. And there is some pressure on him to improve and because he was up and down a little bit. But the Vikings, offensively, it's about the run game and Adrian Peterson, isn't it?
Mike, it's funny you say that. I've thought about that a lot of times, and I've tried to address it at different times with our media and media in general. I mean, there were so many times even a year ago prior to the season when they would say, don't you think your philosophy on offense is antiquated, you know, handing the ball off to a running back. Why aren't you throwing it? Look at the division you're in and all the quarterbacks. But I know you can win the way we are built. And when you got the greatest running back, arguably the greatest running back in pro football, I don't think we're going to be a team that's going to be throwing it 30 or 40 times a game. I mean, there are going to be some games we'll have to do that. It's just the way it is in our league. But in general, we're going to be a run-first offense. Yeah. We want to be a balanced offense. But our quarterback shouldn't have to throw it 35, 40 times on average for us to win. Right. If he does, we kind of lost our identity.
You know, you look at the teams that made the playoffs last year or the teams that found success, they run the football. I mean, look at San Francisco, great running team. New England, I think, was first or second in the league in rushing. And when you look at the top 10 rushing teams from last season, seven of them made the playoffs.
Wow.
So in this fantasy football highlight-driven culture that we're in right now, the passing game kind of stands out, right? And the 4,000-yard passers and the big receivers. And those are good players, and you need those players. But, you know, to your point, I mean, you still have to run the football. When the going gets tough, you got to run it, and you got to stop it.
That's right. And we pride ourselves on what you talked about, being able to run it on offense, stop the run on defense so we can get after the quarterback with our great pass rushers, Everson Griffin, you know, with Jarrett, with B-Rob, even with Kevin on the inside. So, I mean, that's a big part of it. And then playing real sound special teams. And our special teams was number one in the National Football League a year ago. And so that component as well plays into the style of football that we want to exhibit when we line up and play.
What do you think about some of those rookies? You know, we had three in the first round, but then Gerald Hodges, fourth-round pick, and Michael Motti, we have a punter, and Adam Thielen went to school at Minnesota State University, Mankato. What do you think about some of our rookies? You like what you've seen from that group of guys?
Yeah, I like the way they competed when we were here for the offseason program, and I like a lot of things that our draft picks did, along with some of the guys we signed as free agents. So anxious to see how they look in pads, you know, get them to run around a little bit. You know, when you're in shorts and jerseys, it says one thing, but put the pads on, it really kind of tells you what your team and what the guys are capable of doing.
How about Greg Jennings? Nice addition. I think he's going to be really big for Christian Ponder, just a reliable target, a guy who's really going to help us out.
No question about it. His veteran experience a guy who has great hands. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl player, been on a Super Bowl team. So he should be a great addition to our passing attack and to our team in general.
What did you think about Joe Webb's progress here in the offseason coming into camp? I mean, it's hard to make an NFL roster as a receiver if that's all you've ever done is play receiver. Now you have a guy who's going to switch positions and try and do that. So what have you thought about him so far?
I was really pleased with his progress over the time that we had him in the offseason. I mean, it's tough, as you mentioned, to go and come in and try to be a receiver when you're competing against guys. That's all they've ever done is be a receiver. So, but Joe, he has a great understanding of our offense. His attitude, as you know, is terrific. I mean, there's nobody with a better attitude than Joe. But I like some of the things that he did, and we just got to keep bringing him along when we get to camp.
This offseason, we got new uniforms. So, you know, fans are going to see some of that at training camp, but they're really going to start seeing it when we start playing games. What do you think about the new uniforms?
I like them. My players like them, and that's all that really matters. I mean, they really like the streamlined look, and it should be something that the fans will really enjoy watching them in.
When we get down to Mankato, Gage Towers, kind of the iconic structure on campus there and for Vikings training camp and for Vikings fans who've watched the news, right, and you get Mark Rosen or Joe Schmidt or Randy Shaver, they stand at training camp and report, and they have Gage Tower always in the background. That's going to be a little different, isn't it?
Man, it's hard to imagine training camp at Mankato without Gage. Yep. I mean, it's been a staple for us. I was talking with Scott Stutwell earlier this morning. He's gone to 35 training camps at Gage Hall. I mean, 35. Yeah. I mean, that's a long time. So when we drive on that campus in a couple of days and there's no Gage, it's going to look far different.
Yeah, it's going to be different. Yeah. And so has that been was that one challenge for you from an administration standpoint? That's a big part of your job too, is some of the administrative work. You had to figure out a new living situation, right?
You're exactly right. We had to go through the logistics of that and you know, try to determine what's the best way to fit things. So it was all new, and you know, hopefully we got it right. We were at, it's called Sears Tower. We were there maybe 4 years ago.
It was 2010.
2010. Yep. Okay, so we were there for that training camp, and that was a brief training camp. So for some of us on our staff, it will be some familiarity, but for the majority, most of us have never been there.
I haven't typically had a bike with me at training camp, but this year I have to, because when you walk out of Julius Sears, the cafeteria is to the left and the field is to the right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get a nice, shiny, fancy golf cart. I get that. It's fine. But I'm going to have to, you know, I have to hoof it on a bike.
You can get a ride with me if you need one, okay?
Good. Right, hey, the first weekend of training camp, I have to leave. I'm going to Canton, Ohio for Chris Carter's induction into the Hall of Fame. Yes. Have you had a chance to go to the Hall of Fame ever?
I have. When Coach Mike Singletary was inducted, I was there then. What a fascinating place now.
Yeah.
You're a football fan, you got to pay a visit to the Hall of Fame. It's incredible.
And, you know, Vikings fans have seen quite a few players go in, Randall McDaniel, John Randall, Chris Dolman, now Chris Carter. So, you know, as an organization and fans of the – you never know when your next guy is going to go in. It might be 10, 15 more years before you get a guy to go in. So it'll be cool to see Chris Carter go in this year for Vikings fans.
Well, I'm glad you're going. Chris, you know, obviously had a great career. He loves the Vikings. He bleeds purple. So. Yeah. Really happy for he and his family.
Yeah. Well, good luck as you head down to Mankato. We'll see you there.
All right.
And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Leslie Frazier, his coaching staff, and his players are going to head down to Mankato. Actually, player report date is Thursday. First practice is Friday. And the Vikings are going to break camp August 14th in preparation for their second preseason game. So in the meantime, Vikings fans, stay tuned to Vikings.com, the Vikings Entertainment Network. We're going to have blogs, we're going to have videos, we're going to have daily highlights, we're going to have photo galleries, more Wobcasts, Pick 6, all sorts of coverage. So we encourage you, stay tuned to Vikings.com every single day, because there's going to be lots of stuff happening, and Vikings.com is your place to get it. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from Kenny Chesney. Take it away. Yes, sir, we want the ball. Knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. But boy,